Welcome back to a special edition of the Steve Gerber Show live from Orlando, Florida. That's because the political universe will be here. Trust me, it's already here. We met film crews from France, China, Japan, and Korea while out walking yesterday among what I call the tent city of Trump supporters that have been there for more than 24 hours lining up to get inside. 22,000 people will be at the Amway Center today to hear the president officially announce his intention to run for president in 2020. 200,000 more tried to get inside and did not get the tickets. Joining me is Mark Lauder, the former press secretary to Vice President Mike Pence and special assistant to President Trump. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me, Steve.
So good to have you here. I look at these polls, and it says, once again, I've been down this road, Donald Trump has no chance of ever winning. Joe Biden's up by 400 points, and, you know, if you put a tree stump out there and put a Democrat D next to it, that tree stump would win. That's how bad it is for Donald Trump. It's not possible. And I laugh, because I'm in Michigan, and I talk to independents, and I talk to Democrats. I don't think the atmosphere is much different today than it was in 2016 in the fall when, obviously, Donald Trump was elected president. Your thoughts?
No, I agree with that, and I actually think it's better now than it was then, because back in 2016, and I was on that campaign, it was a promise. It was, if you elect me, I will do these things. But now we have seen over the last 2.5 years that when President Trump does something or promises something, he actually does it. He follows through. He's told the American people, he's not asking them to take a leap of faith. He's telling them, look, we delivered on the promises that we made. We see the jobs coming back. We see auto manufacturing coming back to Michigan. We see page going up. And the previous administration was talking about magic wands and things that it would take to get these jobs to come back to the United States. And President Trump said, no, we can do it. Now he's delivering on it. And the polls, they're meaningless right now. You know, if you go back to 2007, Hillary Clinton was leading Barack Obama by double digits, and Rudy Giuliani was going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. Neither of those things happened. And that's why I think you're starting to see some of the jockeying going on their side, with Elizabeth Warren rising in some polls, Joe Biden dropping in others. And it's a long way to go, but the president knows that whichever one of these candidates emerges from their side, think of the things that they're already endorsing, things like the Green New Deal, which is going to cost millions of jobs in Michigan and other places around the Midwest. I'm just from down the street in Indiana, and I know what that means to people in the Midwest when you talk about sending our jobs back overseas again.
Well, right, and one of the big issues, you know this in Indiana, as we do in the upper Midwest, and that is the failure, not by the administration, because we were told Donald Trump could never get a new NAFTA, but in fact, he did get USMCA. He's got the Mexicans on board and the Canadians on board. The USMCA would mean a great increase in agricultural products delivered to Mexico, for example. For those in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, three key states, it would mean more trade with our partners to the north in Canada and the provinces there. And yet the Democrats seem only focused on Donald Trump at any price. Investigations, interrogations, more subpoenas, nonsense and noise when this president is focused on getting some things done. Now, having said that, I want to focus on what was said last night. The big story, of course, all over the wires, making the left go apoplectic. And that is that the president tweeted out that he'll begin removing millions of illegal aliens next week. I mean, this has their hair is on fire in the Democrat Party and their handmaidens at the media. What do you make of it? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think it's, once again, the president following through on his commitment to the American people. He said that he was going to focus on securing the border, making sure that this country is successful for the people who are here legally. And he has asked Congress over and over again, not just to secure the border, but also to reform the asylum and immigration laws that are actually serving as an enticement for people to come here. And we've seen the president's leadership work on this. We've seen the numbers drop on the border coming across illegally already just because of what the president was able to get done with Mexico. And it really should say something to the American people right now when Mexico is doing more to deal with the humanitarian crisis and the immigration crisis at our southern border than Democrats in Congress.
Yeah, that is an embarrassment, I say. And I'm here, and I talked to several people last night along the street that have been waiting for 24 hours. The economy is number one for them, but border security continues to be a pivotal issue with this president. They know that he's made some advancements and gotten some money and started some wall construction and so forth. But they know. When they can read the papers, and then they know if a million people are arrested here illegally in 2019, which we're on pace to do, that's not a good sign for this country. They know that when 9 out of 10 of the people that ask for asylum never show up, that's not a good look for us either. We have to be able to maintain our southern border. And then you have people like AOC comparing what we're doing at the southern border to Nazi concentration camps. That's just reckless rhetoric to me. Your idea.
Yeah, it actually shows you how consumed they have become with Trump derangement syndrome, that they can get away with saying these things. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. We are on pace this year to have more people illegally come across our southern border than the populations of Atlanta and Miami combined. It would be the 14th largest city in the country. It'd be larger than Detroit. And think about that. That's on in a one-year basis. You've got more people coming here that live in the city of Detroit. That says something. It's a problem that needs to be addressed. This is a president who doesn't believe in just talking about issues. He wants to actually get them solved. So whether it's declaring an emergency, whether it's redirecting funds in the Defense Department to actually secure our border, we're working with our friends and allies in Mexico, even if you have to take a little bit of a tough stance with them to get there. The president believes in getting things done, and that's why I think you've got thousands, hundreds of people down already, 40 hours. I was over there at the arena yesterday. They were out there at 5 a.m. yesterday morning, 40 hours before the president speaks, lined up. They're excited. I spoke to him. I spoke to the president a couple of weeks ago before he went to London, and I know he's fired up. He can't wait to get down here, and it's going to be a great announcement tonight.
I think interesting analysis you made there, Mark. Mark Lauder here, former press secretary to the Vice President Mike Pence and a special assistant to the president currently. That population coming across the southern border, bigger than the city of Detroit, bigger than the city of Cleveland, bigger than the city of Pittsburgh or Milwaukee or Indianapolis, bigger than any of those cities, and significantly so. So it's a huge problem facing this president. The economy, the border, health care, I'm sure we'll hear about the Second Amendment. We'll hear about America in general. We've got about 40 seconds here. Mark, I'll give you the last word of what you expect to hear tonight from the podium.
I think you're going to hear a lot about those promises made, promises kept. It wouldn't surprise me if the president talked about what this choice is going to be, about continued economic growth and continued paychecks rising versus Democrats who are embracing, in some cases, outright socialism, government takeover of health care. Think about it this way quickly. If you have Blue Cross Blue Shield or Aetna, or you get your health insurance from your employer, they want to take that card right out of your wallet and eliminate Medicare Advantage for 20 million American seniors. Just not something the American people are going to stand for.
Destroy an entire industry. I guess the people that work in the insurance industry at all levels, they don't really matter in America anymore to the Democrats. Mutter, greatly appreciate you being here again, the former press secretary to Vice President Mike Pence. By the way, give him our phone number. Mike can call in anytime. We'll take his phone call, of course, Mark. And the president, if you see the boss, just drop the phone number in his pocket. We'll go from there. Good having you here as always, my friend.
You too, Steve.
There you have it. Mark Lauder, everybody. And again, that announcement coming sometime around 8 o'clock tonight. The president will be wheels up out of D.C. a little bit later today. This is a special edition of the Steve Huber Show live from Orlando.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.